Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichais in English. This is Rabbi Zisha Winner with today's Shikas Kalim in the 28th chapter, and it contains 7 halachas. In this chapter, the Rambam tells us about the tumah conveyed to utensils by liquids that are tumah. We already learned many times that according to the Din Torah, only an ava tumah, a source of tumah, can convey tumah to utensils. However, the Chachamim said that all liquids that have contracted tumah, these liquids in turn can convey tumah to utensils. But this is only a Din Derabbanan, and because of that, we are going to learn different details as to how this applies. Perek Shmain of Esrim, chapter 28, halacha aleph. Kol hakelim, all utensils, sheyesh lehem beis kibul, that have that can contain things in it, they have a receptacle, shenitma achareim, that their outer part outside was contracted tuma b'mashkim through liquids, lo nitma soichon, their inside did not become tamei l'sruma if there was truma on the inside. And we already learned this, and that is that the liquids that are tumah, when they convey tumah to the utensil, if they came in contact with this utensil on the outside, they convey tumah only to the outside of this utensil. But the inside of utensils remain toher. And of course, this only applies in liquids that are tumah, because if it would be an ava tumah, source of tumah, that convey, which is tumah, which is metame, which conveys tumah according to the laws of the Torah, even if that tumah, a piece of a corpse, or the fluids of a zav, come in contact with the outside of any utensil, it would automatically convey tumah also to the inside, which of course, the exception of earthenware vessels that have to come in contact with the tumah to come in contact with the inside, but we're not talking about earthenware vessels here. We're talking about all types of vessels that the tumah is conveyed on the outside. But if it's liquids that are tumah, which the tumah over here is only midrabanan, the tumah that they can convey to utensils is only midrabanan, so only the outside of these utensils contract tumah. However, this is only concerning truma. However, if we're talking about kachin, talking about the meat of sacrifices, they would become tumah even if the liquids convey tumah only to the outside of these utensils. V'loy ognehem, and neither do their rims, the rims of these utensils. V'loy ognehem, or the handles. V'loy mekoyim etzba shekeh b'sfas hakeli, and near the rim of the utensils there was a place where you could put the thumb. Therefore, when the tumah was conveyed to the outside of the keli, we say that this only applies to only the outside of the keli, outside of the utensil. But the handle, even though the handle is on the outside, this would not contract tumah. And the same thing, the handle which was near the rim or the rims would not contract tumah. Nitmatei hakeli, if the inside of the keli contracted tumah, the liquids, the impure liquids, came in contact with the inside of the keli, nitmo chulam, the entire keli, the entire vessel, even the outside and the handles, everything contracts tumah. If liquids which are tamei fell on the base of the utensils, in other words, not on the actual part of the utensil, or yalagneim or the handle, or yalagneim or the rims, or yalazneim or the handles, or yedais hakelim hamakabim, or the handles of the utensils which can hold things in it. Sometimes the handles are a flat piece of metal, which in that handle itself you can contain something, can be contained. And these liquids, which we say that if they come in contact with the outside of the utensil, convey tumah to that outside. But if they came, the liquids only came in contact with the handle, not with the actual walls of the utensil. They came in contact with the handle, or they came in contact with the base, it does not convey tumah to the outside of the utensil. Harizem menagvin, all he has to do is to wipe away the liquid, vehim tayrin, they are tayr. Even the outside of the utensil does not become, is still tayr. They not become tumah, and because this, what the Chachamim said, that the outside of the utensil contracts tumah, is only if the liquids touch the actual walls of the outside of the keli. The handles over there, the rims, this din does not apply. Halacha beis, echad klei hasak, whether it is a sack made of sackcloth. You go in a sack and v'matzuk v'im, for example, a sack or packing bags. Or ichlei ha'oyer, or sacks of leather. You go in a kodem v'aksosos, cushions and mattresses. and these were actually made of leather, and they were filled up with stuffing, and then they would be used as a mattress or as a cushion. Vechet kleyet, or utensils made of wood. Afilu kupis, baskets, or mashpelas, and baskets that were used to remove things in it. This was made of roping. And the commentators say that these sacks and baskets could be turned inside out. Init macharein b'mashkim, if they're outside, contract the tuma of mashkim through liquids, loinit machsoichem, they're inside and not contract tuma. And even though we're going to learn later that utensils that can be inside out, and there's no difference between the inside and the outside, so the tuma is conveyed also to the inside. However, over here, this is still considered like having a separate inside and a separate outside, and therefore, if the outside contracted tuma, the inside did not contract tuma, like all utensils that we learned in the previous halacha. Halacha gimel, pshutei chlei shetef, flat utensils, that they can be purified by immersing them in the mikvah. Shetef means that it can be immersed in the mikvah. She'ein ruyin lemidras, which cannot sit on it. And commentators explain that we're talking over here about wooden utensils. And kugoyin hashulchan, like a table, the tabla, or a tray, she'ein lo doifin, that doesn't have a wall, so therefore it's completely flat. If the tray has walls around it, it can contain things in it. So we're talking about a flat one. Since these flat wooden utensils do not contract tuma according to the din of the Torah, if the outside part came in contact with liquids that are tame, the inside does not become tame. Even though we're saying that they're flat, still there's a difference between the inside part and the outside part. The inside part is the top of the table or the top of the tray, which has been softened and refined, and that people would eat on it. The outside would be the bottom part, which is not used, which the food is not put upon. However, flat utensils that are purified by immersing them in the mikvah, as I mentioned before, we're talking about wood, aruyim the midras that you can't sit on it. For example, a bet va'oyer or a piece of leather. We're including also leather, not only what shishenim alav, which you can lie, which they would lie upon. Va'kisei and a seat v'chayitz ben the similar ein lahem acharayim v'soich, don't have an inside and an outside. Elabein shenogu mashkin ben matoichem and machareyan, whether the liquids touched on the inside or the outside, it makli chuli, the entire utensil contracts to them. V'chein midis yayin v'shemen, and similarly, they used to have instruments that would measure the liquid, the wine, and oil, the zayma listeris. Zayma listeris, the Rambam in his commentary on Mishnah is explained, it was a utensil that had two ends to it. On one end was a fork, and which they would eat meat with. And the other end had a spoon-like shape that had holes in it, and they would put the meat and roast it on that end. Or misnenes shel barz shel chardel, and a strainer or sift of for mustard, umeshameres shel yayin, and a filter for wine. Ein lehem acharayim v'seich, these don't have an inside or an outside. Elim nafu mashkin al mitzasin, if liquid that atome fell on part of them, mit mukhulam, the entire utensil contracted tuma, k'moy hapogodim, like clothing, whether it fell on the inside or the outside, the entire piece of clothing contracts tuma. Halacha dalit, hamardeya was part of a plow, was used together with the plow and assisted in the plowing of the ground. Vahamalmer is an ox goad, and this these both worked together and were actually part of one thing. And this was used to guide the animal, the ox. The oxen that work together with the plow. Yesh lemar acharayim v'soich, they have an inner part and an outer part. Ketzat, how do we see this? Naflu mashkin al acharchur, if the liquid falls on the blade. And the blade was used in the plowing. And this was at one end of the wood. The mardeya was a large pole, was a piece of wood, and at one end was a blade, and the other end was a spike, the darban. Is if the metal, if the liquids that are tummy fell on the charcha, on the blade, the entire piece of wood, the wood staff, pole, did not become tummy, only the seven tvachim that are close to the blade. The rest of the wood was torah. because it's considered, that is considered the inside. Or if liquid ziratame fell on the spike that was in the other end of this pole, I need my elaborate tzachim, my smuch and only four tzachim close to the spike contracted to if the liquid ziratame fell on the pole that is outside of the immediate seventh tzachim next to the chachor, or the fourth tzachim next to the darben, it's like a utensil, shenogu mashkim b'chorov, that the liquids touched it on the outside, and only that part became tameh, and only the outside of the area. And therefore we're considering, even though this doesn't have an inside or an outside, it's a pole, it's a piece of wood, a long piece of wood, that stretches a certain amount of space. However, we say the inside is the place where the blade and the spike is, and what is outside, that immediate area is considered like the outside part of this utensil. Halacha, hey, a kis, a pouch. Shebesaych kis, there's one pouch within another pouch. Shenit ma'echad v'hem v'mashkin, that one of them contracted tumah of the liquid. Loinit ma'chaveray, the other one did not become tumah, because it is considered the inside of the inner pouch the inside of the outer pouch of one pouch is the outside of the other pouch, so the inside of the other pouch is not contract tumah. When this is applied, Kishal Yusuf is saying Yishavim, if they're their rims are the same. Avlim hoya achitanoidev. However, if the outside pouch was higher, had a higher rim, and the inside one became tame, nitmachitan, the outside one also became tame, because it's considered like it's one pouch. Nitmachitan, if the outside one became tame, and nitmapnimi, the inside one did not become tame. Derets, and if the tumor was conveyed through a dead creeping animal, those that convey tumor, like we learned in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, is bein koch or bein koch. In any case or any part of it that the sheretz contact came in contact with, in it ba'echot mehem, if one of them contracted tumor, if the text says that he aloinit mechavei, but the Mishnah Melech corrects it, then it should say nit mechavei, that it does convey tumor to the other side, because as we explained in the beginning of this chapter, that if the source of the tumah is a tumah which is conveyed according to the din Torah, there is no difference between the contact is through the outside of this utensil, the inside, and even if the contact is on the outside of the utensil, the entire utensil would become tumah. If he had one piece of wood and he hollowed out of it two cavities, one that can contain a quarter lug of liquid, and the other can contain half of a quarter lug. And then one of them contracted tumah through liquid veratumah. The other part did not become tumah. Even though they are actually one large piece of wood, if the liquid that would come touched the inside of the part that contains a quarter of a log, if that part is, and it's outside, but the other part which contains a half of a quarter of a log, and the inside and the outside of that part is tar. In fact, it's considered like two different utensils. If the liquid that atomic came in contact with the half of the quarter log and the inside, and the other half which contains the complete quarter log is to kashul matbil. If one of them became tame and he is immersing in the mikvah, matbil is hakol, he has to immerse the entire piece of wood in the mikvah. You cannot immerse half in the mikvah. If the outside contracted tum of the liquids came in contact with the outside of the piece of wood which is parallel to the quarter, or came in contact with the other part which has half of a quarter lug, the entire outside of the utensils because we cannot divide the outside. The outside is one entire outside. Is the inside is the difference. If the tum is conveyed through the inside, we make a difference between one part and the other part. If the tumah is conveyed on the outside, the entire outside is tameh. Halacha Zayin, kumkumos, a kettle that's used to boil water. Shayachoid of Tameim, that the outside became tummy. The outside became tummy previously because liquids that were tummy came in contact with it. And now we know that the outside of this is tummy. Lo yamatiyach, and a person continued using this to boil liquids, and it was boiling. Ein choshishin, we are not concerned, we don't say, we're not to suspect, shema yotza mashkim v'toichay. Perhaps some liquids flowed out of the pot because it was cooking, and it touched the outside of the pot, and then it returned, pot returned into the inside of the pot. We say that if the outside becomes tummy, even if it boiled, we don't think that some of the boiled water overflowed and then returned into the pot. And we say that the liquids on the inside are still tahir. If it's concerning truma, and as we said before, for truma, the truma would still be considered tahir. And with this we end the laws of utensils and the types of utensils that contract tumma. For further information concerning the shiur to dedicate a shiur, call Sichos in English, area code 718-778-5436. You have been listening to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichos in English.